Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
But first, a pilot programme to introduce a four-day work week for Dublin City Council staff will be proposed later today. Labour councillor Kevin Donoghue's proposal aims to show that a four-day week is a realistic prospect for the country. Well, independent Dublin City Councillor Manox Flynn has joined us on the line. Manox, you're very welcome. This sounds like a great idea.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it sounds like a great idea, but in practice it wouldn't actually work. I mean, many staff with Dublin City Council have contacted me that they weren't even informed about this, so they don't know where this motion is actually coming from in any shape or form. I mean, Dublin City Council is, you know, meant to operate 24 hours a day because it's actually in charge of a city. There are 5,500 staff within it. And if you had simply a four-day week there, I think you'd have an uprising from the general public, who've got a lot to say, who are pretty negative when it comes to the City Council and the way they respond and don't respond to things.
Well, I suppose the plan...
I don't think that this is the goal.
Yeah, the plan, though, wouldn't be for, like, a chunk of staff to be off all on the same day. I mean, you could still run it kind of 5 days a week or whatever way it's been run now. You just would have some staff absent every day. Would that be
Therein lies the truth as to how it's run at the moment. In my opinion, it's very, very badly run at the moment, and simply a four-day week wouldn't solve that particular issue. I mean, Dublin City Council, I mean, the staff there, it's very low self-esteem. The productivity is a big issue. And of course, staff would want, you know what I mean, to have, you know, and every staff would want to have as less time in the job and a little time off with their families.
Yeah.
But that's something that you need to have a lot of research on. I mean, at the moment, people are working remotely. And, you know, in my opinion, we need to have much more research on what we actually do at homes in terms of remote working, you know, and how we operate that into the future. And certainly there's an opportunity for some staff to avail of that kind of a situation. But it needs a massive amount of research. And you'd actually need, you know what I mean, your staff and your organisation to roll it out. But also, if you're going to roll this out for Dublin City Council staff, which is effectively local council, well, then surely you begin the whole process of rolling it out right across the country to all those staff. But in my opinion, a lot of this stuff, while it suits certain individuals, won't suit a lot of people. And even now, when you were talking earlier on about, look, our freedom, give it back to us today, and people wanting to get back in, people want to get back into their desk, they want to get back into work, they want to get back into
society, though? Because, I mean, people have been working from home very successfully and maybe being able to fit the rest of their lives around their working day without sitting in a commute for an hour. So maybe this would suit staff.
Well, it's not all about being like, you know what I mean, a human doing. It's about being a human being. And a huge part of being a human being is the way we socialise, the way we interact with each other, and the way we actually work alongside each other to make it all meaningful. I mean, life is a big mystery, and it's a lot more meaning than actually work. So I believe, actually, at the end of the day, that people that I speak to, literally, like, you know, they like working at home, but when it comes to getting out of home and into the office, away from the general, because home is not a place that actually is some sort of, like, you know, peace and quiet. It's kids jumping around the place, it's dogs, it's cats, it's food, it's people ringing on your doorbell, it's all sorts of situations. Who was going off? But I think at the end of the day, we need much more research for a four-day week in Dublin City Council. I will not be supporting the motion under any circumstances until there's proper research done. And I certainly believe that, you know, in terms of people, I just simply can't see Irish society sitting down and saying, oh, isn't it fabulous to be working at home? Mm. I think that people want to get out there now, and basically the traps are open, and I don't think people want to be going back to that. As I say, there is a point for it, there is a certain space for it, and certain work can be done there. But I think it's going to need a lot more research, you know what I mean, and a lot more flexibility. But the main thing that people want now is that we want to get out there, socialise with each other, be safe, be strong, you know, and get back,
and back into
our
office. All right. Okay, stay with me, Manox Flynn. I'll come back to you shortly. Managing Director of FutureWise, Peter Cosgrove, joins me now on Lunchtime Live. Peter, Dublin City Council wouldn't be the first organisation to consider the four-day week. There are companies already doing this.
Yeah, absolutely, Sinead. There's companies doing 4-day weeks. There's others trying to do only 6-hour working days. Lots of things are happening. So what I actually would agree with a lot of Manik says, I think there is a few things to be positive about. The number one thing companies are going to have to do when we get out of this pandemic is experiment, because we've opened up our eyes to, we don't all have to be working 9 to 5 at a desk every day. The challenge is what happens when you do this, because if you work for 10-hour, you know, working days, for a lot of people, they'll end up being more stressed than less stressed, because actually work still happens on a Friday, and they might end up getting, you know, now that we have devices in our hands, you may end up taking emails and getting called. So it kind of does depend on the type of role. There are many roles out there where you're maybe not customer focused or on the phone, and you can actually do your job in 4 days. And if people wanted that. So my view would be much more that if people can prove that this will work well for them and for the organization from a productivity point of view, great. But probably better doing it that way rather than actually saying to everybody, we're going to roll this out, because I think that's the challenge, because it certainly isn't going to suit everybody, as Manik said.
For some companies that have done this, though, like, how does it work? Is it that you work, as you said, 10 hours a day for 4 days and then don't work at all the fifth day? Or, I mean, how do companies kind of cope when you've kind of tagged into a meeting that only happens on a Friday, or you're part of a work project group and then you're disappearing off because your day off is Wednesday? How does it work in practice?
Yeah, so the reality is there has to be a little bit more flexibility, because, as someone said to me once, I work flexibly, I never work Fridays. And I said, well, I hate to tell you, that's completely inflexible, because lots of things happen on the Friday and you're essentially saying you're never going to be there. So that's not very flexible for your work. Flexible working is, I work 4 days a week and generally maybe don't work Friday, but sometimes I appreciate I will have to work Friday and not make it a Wednesday. But in theory, what you're doing is you're working in a job where you can actually do your job in 4 days a week. So there are many jobs out there that the business still goes on a Friday and you can't not be there. You can't be in a, you know, behind a retail store and just say, I'm not coming in today, if there's no one to do your job. So that obviously doesn't work. But there are jobs, if you work as, somebody who writes 10 articles a week for a newspaper, and you can do that in 4 days, longer days, and 5 days, great. And for some people, because of the way they work, they would love to have that extra day off. They love to work really hard for a short burst and then, or a long burst, and then have the extra day. So, but how it works has to be based on the rest of the employees. I've had many employees say, oh, you know, I won't come in today. And then everyone else has to do the job that still happens
for them.
When they're
exactly,
not there.
Exactly.
So it doesn't work unless there's trust and there's a lot more care about how it's going to affect the larger organization, not just you.
And speaking of trust, I mean, is there the danger then that some companies would introduce this as a hoo-ha, this is great for staff, we're being so flexible and opening, but actually it's an opportunity to pay them 80% of their salary because they're not working on one of the days?
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways. Anyone who's worked part-time, who works 3 days a week, I would always say they're the people who do the best work, ever for me, because they actually unfortunately realize they can't work 3 days a week. They still do more. They personally feel a bit guilty about it, so they take the odd call. So I always tell people who work part-time, be very careful when you work part-time, because you end up working longer than you think you're going to work. But the flip side of that is also true. If you tell someone they can do 4 10-hour days and they can have Fridays off, what stops the people who aren't interested in their job, that aren't very productive and don't really care about it and are just a clock watcher, they'll do the same amount of work in 8 hours and 10 hours and take the extra day off. And so what you're doing then is you're really not, you're punishing the good workers and you're, rewarding those who don't work hard. So that's my point about not making it a broad policy, but actually rewarding people who demonstrate that this can actually work for both them and the organization.
Okay, Manik Flynn, let me bring you back in again on that. Do you have a proposal maybe of your own that you'd bring forward to make the work-life balance a little bit easier for council staff, all 5,500 of them?
Well, I mean, again, this needs a huge amount of research. The work of Dublin City Council, is on an enormous scale. It's interacting with people. It's management of the estate, management of the public dimension. It's massive. So I think, the motion by Kevin O'Donnell has some merits. It should be about researching that, because, again, this needs to, involve what people would like. And, it's a huge shift in human behaviour. I mean, a huge amount of our time is spent working. Huge amount of our day is spent working, for various firms or working for the family. So if we're going to have such a huge shift here, we need to have the research done. I think certainly there's opportunity here to change things. There's no two ways about it. And change can be very, very, very exciting. But you make that point there as well about whether the workers would be exploited in many ways. I think it's going to boil down to this. I think it's going to boil down to personal empowerment and personal boundaries and how you actually manage your day and your life in terms of what's actually happening around us. Because again, we're in the middle of a pandemic and nobody was telling people how to actually deal with their day when they weren't in the office.
Yeah.
We were just simply told to stay safe. So behavior of human beings, what we do with our time, how we do with our time, how we deal with our productivity, yeah, and how we interact with our works, you know, and our offices and the various jobs that we do. I think there's going to be a huge amount of research and data done on that.
Yeah,
but I think simply a blanket situation wouldn't work,
okay,
you know, on a 4-day week.
Do you think that you could be a Dublin City Councillor for 4 days a week, Manic?
I don't think you could be. I mean, I would say, like, you know, my working hours are huge. I mean, like, you know, and as I said, we certainly get the pay of a 2-day week. We get, like, yeah, you know, something like €1,000 a month. But my hours are huge. I can start at 5 o'clock in the morning if just the calls start coming in. It can be late at night time. And, you know, yeah, I make that decision, I make that decision to do that. It's my choice. And I decided I would actually do that. There's a certain amount of time that I give it before I decided, okay, I can no longer give it that amount of energy and give it that amount of time. We don't have a demarcation line. We don't have that off button. And we're, you know, as I say, we're not even regarded as staff. We're simply representatives who, yeah, get a remuneration.
Yeah. I presume you'd feel the same now for whoever becomes the new TD in the by-election that's forthcoming. That would be hard to do as a 4-day week as well, wouldn't it?
Well, you would never do it as a 4-day week. I mean, you're responding to people. You're responding, and I would be always there. I'm totally connected to people. So why was I going to be in that campaign? If I get elected there, I'll be at the people's beck and call. That's what I decided I was going to do. And if I decided I was going to do something else, fine. If I wanted to go and do a 4-day week or a 3-day week,
you wouldn't be in politics.
Else.
All right. Okay.
No, I wouldn't be in politics. It's 24/7.
All
the
right.
People actually, funny enough, deserve it because it's about that connectivity and it's about, yeah, that respect. But I think in the bottom line is there's a huge amount the research to be done as to how we go and live our lives,
sure,
how we interact in the workforce and how things have actually changed. They told us the mobile phone and pub and social media was going to change our lives.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's true or not. I think we're working a lot more than we ever were in this new world than we did. And I think we need to step back a bit from it and give ourselves a bit more kind of downtime and be present with ourselves.
Okay, all right. Well, of course,
like being 24/7.
COVID has been the giant experiment for so much of the way we live and work today. And I suppose it'll continue then to feed into that research that Manic Flynn is calling for and feed into the examples that Peter has had. So my thanks to Peter Cosgrave and Manic Flynn for joining me on the show this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.